أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. وإذ تقول للذي أنعم الله عليه وأنعمت عليك أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشى، فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا. صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning of the surah, we had been told that the surah has a connection with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, honor for him, and at the same time anything that will be to the contrary will not be tolerated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And various incidents have been narrated and reference has been made to them in this surah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but here the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayah and the next ayah refers to an incident that had taken place. We have all heard the name of the famous sahabi Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He had come into the ownership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the period of Jahiliyyah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed him. He was no more the slave, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted him as his son. Now we also discussed this, that on the one hand people started calling him Zayd bin Muhammad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped that. Now another incident had taken place with Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen when the time of Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's nikah had come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had proposed on his behalf for Hazrat Zainab bint Jahsh radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her brother Abdullah bin Jahsh did not approve of this proposal for various reasons. They were from the Quraysh. Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was an outsider. He was formerly a slave. His slavery was known, and hence they had disliked that this proposal go through, and Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha herself and her brother disapproved of this nikah with Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There were other incidents, but this is what is famously recorded by the Mufassirin. So in response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. It is not appropriate, it is not permissible for any believing man or any believing woman, إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا, when Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decreed and decided a matter, أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they have a choice in that matter. That Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only choose what's best for an individual. And when that choice is made by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the believers do not have any choice. Obviously, as we can see, that the ayah in itself is in its most general sense, that whether it pertains to any decree of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it pertains to the broad aspects of the Shariat, this ayah will also be applicable. where Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made a decision for us as believers, as ummatis, then we have no choice in that matter. The choice has been made by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Coming more specifically to the incident, here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, and in the following part of the ayah, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ whoever disobeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا, then that person has deviated a very far away deviation. Then Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha and her brother Hazrat Abdullah, both of them realized that this is a very serious matter, and this was in Aqaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the level of unsubjugation. Immediately Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha had agreed, and then this nikah had taken place with Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now on the other hand, the nikah takes place, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Zainab radiallahu had some differences in this marriage, and Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was unable to stay in this marriage. He comes to Rasulullah and he complains to Nabi that it is very difficult for me to remain in this marriage. There is unhappiness, there are difficulties, there are challenges, so I would rather opt out of this nikah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the other hand, the general habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which should also be our habit, that in these instances we should rather encourage the person to remain in the marriage, solve all the other issues, because many a times we may solve the marriage, we may dissolve the marriage, but we will never solve the problems of life, and that will carry on and continue, especially when there are children, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the one hand, he had given Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu some encouragement to remain in the nikah. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided otherwise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision was that Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he should divorce Hazrat Zainab, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had known the reality, the true aspects of all of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself gets married to Hazrat Zainab, obviously after her iddat. Now this created some difficulty for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and challenging, in that Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Arabs did not marry their wives or divorced wives of their adopted sons. So this created some difficulty for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a great challenge it was that here in this environment, obviously people are going to taunt and rebuke Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That may hamper the work of Islam and Deen, the work of tabligh, the work of propagation, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his fears, and despite having the knowledge now that this is the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam still says to Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, try to patch up, try to stay together. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and remember the time when you said to that person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored. Allah favored Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu in many ways, that he was amongst the earlier Muslims, and number two, he had come into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number three, he was adopted by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number four, his entire tarbiyah and training was none other than by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved him abundantly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ, and you also favored him. So Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam favor Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. What did you say? أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكْ, O Zayd, hold back your wife. In other words, keep her in your nikah. وَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters of talaq, etc. Then Allah says with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ, that you had concealed within yourself that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to expose, وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ, and all this you did because of this fear of man, that they will rebuke you and it will become an impediment in the way of your tabligh and your propagation of Islam. Wallahu ahakku an takhsha. In these matters, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has a greater right that you should fear. Falamma qada Zayd. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived with her. And when Zayd, wa falamma qada Zaydun minha watara. When Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu had fulfilled and accomplished whatever the objectives of nikah was, then zawajna kaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had made the decision and we had made her nikah to you. In other words, now you will become her formal husband. لِكَيْ لَا تَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٍ. Now Allah explains why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did all this, was so that there be no blame upon the believers في أزواج أدعيائهم, in matters of marrying the wives of the adopted sons. إِذَا قَضَوْا مِنْهُنَّ وَطَرَى. When they have fulfilled and accomplished the objectives of marriage and the desire that they had to marry such wives, hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here uses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to break a custom of paganism of the Arabs, so that no one will be able to say anything anymore. The custom was broken, and of course the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevailed. Just one point very quickly. Falamma qada Zayd, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the only sahabi whose name has been taken in the Quran Kareem. Reference has been made to Hazrat Abu Bakr, other sahaba, but here the name of Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu appears. And some of the ulama said that when he had the honor, when the people called him Zayd bin Muhammad, despite the fact that it was not a true thing, and when that was stopped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrined his name in the Quran till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah says, wa kana amrullahi maf'ula, that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take place, and there is no one that is going to change it. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected a custom of paganism, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left for us a very, very powerful message, that when Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made any decision, then we have absolutely no choice in that decision but to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.